am from Arkansas, and my dad was a coal miner. That kind of makes me a coal miner's daughter.
That makes so much sense now.
All of them had that.
She had some fringe bangs.
Yeah, those were good.
But that would be your role. Like, if we had a band, I think, like, you'd be the pretty one playing the tambourine.
Because you have to have a lot of talent to slap that thing on your wrist.
Absolutely.
Or leg. See, we're just, like, talking all... I'm so excited because I loved this movie. I cannot...
I felt humbled to actually get to talk with them. I'm like, oh, wow, I didn't know that you were this cool. Thanks for talking with me. I feel like a peon.
Yeah, you are.
Hi, friends. It's Taylor and Greg.
Hey,
we're unfiltered,
Taylor.
As always. Who knows what we're going to say? We're crazy.
People are riveting over what we're about to say.
I know. Everybody get on the edge of your seat because today it's going to knock your socks off.
I'm not wearing socks. I'm wearing Birkenstocks.
Me too.
We are Twinkies and just thinking alike.
I know. I'm bringing it back. You know another like good 90s revival? Because, I mean, Birkenstocks have been around, obviously, like forever. But Tevas. The 90s were kind of big for like the revival of Birkenstocks and Tevas. And I'm bringing back Tevas.
I don't even know what that is.
What?
Mm-mm.
Oh, my God. Are you ever... Sandals, Teva sandals.
Mm-mm.
Like Sense had like a whole line of Tevas.
Mm-mm.
Oh God. Never
mind.
Are they
cute?
Yeah.
Orthopedic?
No. They were like outdoorsy kind of sandals. You know what I'm saying? Like they
REI.
Have like,
I don't know,
like, REI. Yeah. Yeah. So like they made like this whole like resurgence with some of like the other like high end designers, just like Balenciaga did like a whole thing with Crocs, you know?
I love like it when fashion designers dip in. I mean, they keep doing that with Birkenstocks. I mean,
yeah.
I've spoken about it before, but I mean, every line has done a collab with Birkenstocks. So.
Well, Birkenstock to me, I mean, still has like a little bit of fashion cred, but Crocs, I can't get behind it. So I have a very sad story to tell about Crocs.
Mm-hmm. Get my tissue.
Get ready. Mm-hmm. Okay. So, I mean, you know my husband. Mm-hmm. He's always been... a pretty sharp dresser.
For a short person.
Mm-hmm. For a person taller than you, yes. Mm-hmm. He's always been very well put together, sophisticated, like a nice looking gentleman. For Father's Day, he wanted Crocs.
For
and
what?
He bought them
uh-huh.
to wear on his feet.
Is he a nurse? Is he going to become a nurse? I feel like
so
that's something that
so
a
Greg,
nurse
so
does.
This is when you need. So this is why I want you to get your t-shirt. So we're separated now because I just could not be married to a man who purchased Crocs.
Did you put him in the basement
himself.
With that dehumidifier?
With the mold remover.
With the mold remover. Hopefully that'll suck.
He's like, they're so comfortable. He's like, I can wear them around the house, and when I take the dog out to the bathroom.
Mm.
So like, could we just like gone to Walmart
shoes.
And bought like, yeah, like why couldn't you not have bought like the $9.97 pair from Walmart? Why did you have to have the $49.99 pair? Why? He's like, they're not the same level of orthopedic. He's like, these are so comfortable and the Walmart brand is not. So
like a knockoff of.
No, he did not buy the knockoffs. He did not. He bought the real thing. And so now I have a husband who owns Crocs.
Well, I have a boyfriend that owns the Balenciaga Crocs, and those ain't $49.99, folks.
They're not $49.99.
No, but he keeps buying shit like
Eric,
that.
Like, come on, Eric. You know better. You know better.
Crocs
you know
did
better.
A collaboration. People look it up on their website. I'm not promoting Crocs because I think there's a name. I mean, they call it Crocs because it's like a crock of shit, basically. That's a Southern term. But I still,
now, Balenciaga
I still
like
would be a model
lines.
For Crocs if they
oh, hey,
me
hey,
some
if,
cash.
If Crocs wanted to sponsor us... Send
me a
show
pair.
Me the money.
Yeah.
Show me the money.
And
show me the money, Crocs.
Listen to me. They did a collaboration with KFC. Did I tell you this? Not sold at KFC, but like they had like chicken.
Like with the fried chicken
it
on
had
it?
Fried chicken on it, and then it had a drum lit that was like stuck in the hole. And I thought these are the most ridiculous shit I've ever seen. But on eBay, you could buy this finger licking good. Shoe wear for $350. And I was like, that Must be a typo.
Oh my God, Greg, would you put that on our Instagram, please?
I will show a picture of these ugly Crocs.
Please find it.
They're sold out. Surprise, surprise. I just think they must be really comfortable. And if you're going to eat chicken, why not wear chicken on your feet, right? I have seen it all. And these people are making a fortune. We cannot make a dollar if we put our heads together.
But God, why can't... I don't understand. What's wrong with us?
Chicken on your feet is where it's at.
Well, you're vegetarian, so... That's
but it's like brown. It's like the coating on the chicken breast that, like... I don't eat stuff like that. But I'm just saying, David would eat those. And he probably would wear the chicken... shit on his feet too to do that, but just a difference in taste and opinions.
David always looks great. I love his style.
It's uniquely him.
It is. It's him.
It's no Paris Fashion Week couture, which is just happened.
Yeah. So we're gonna go from Eric buying his Crocs
to high fashion
to David's Balenciaga Crocs to Paris Couture Week.
It's a good segue.
Absolutely it is. See, I have a method to my madness. I really do.
I was shocked to see the celebrities or pseudo celebrities that were at Fashion Week Couture. And people, if you don't know much about it, which I don't know who doesn't, but it's when all the fashion designers, they already have a label. And so they're doing like couture. So for like Princess of Monaco and celebrities that, I mean, we've sat there countless times and we're nobody, but if you get through the door, it's amazing and the music's amazing and the clothes are one of a kind. I've never been able to buy anything. We've taken clients to buy stuff, but it is,
but we have not been privy to a purchase, at least not I, but I dream a lot.
Well, I feel like if we were somebody, then they'd let us like borrow it or something.
You're somebody to me.
Well, I was shocked to see that Lisa Rinna from The Housewives of Beverly Hills and Kathy Hilton and Nikki Hilton and...
But Nikki is now, I cannot remember, is she a Rothschild or a Rothschild? Because there's like two different families, but I mean, it's the same family, I don't know, something, but anyway.
She has a good last
name. She's fancy.
She didn't have a bad last name to begin with.
No, she did not have a bad last name, but now she has like a really good
A grand
last name.
One. But yeah. They were all... But Lisa Rinna was at so many shows. For real, she looked amazing. I will post a picture of her. But one of my favorites was the Balenciaga show. It's always interesting to me. They always bring in some unique characters. I think Nicole Kidman did it last season, and so did the Kardashian girl. And I mean, I think Lisa walked in one of the shows. She is tiny. She's little.
Yeah.
And her,
she's tiny.
She's thin. But there was a guy that I am going to hate on right now because I can be a hater. But one of the first times I went to Paris for the couture shows, this kind of awkward looking guy named Frederick. I say awkward because he looked normal there. And then all of a sudden, 5 years later, he got invited to go to the Met Gala last year. For wearing like stupidly ridiculous looking shit. And I am the pioneer of ridiculous
shit. Yeah, you are.
Shit. And
you really are.
I haven't gotten invited to the Met Gala, but I mean, literally, he'll wear some caftan, Valentino pink. I mean, it's all so contrived and sunglasses and bleached hair. And I saw him originally, and he's friends with, one of the housewives, Beverly Hills Sutton. Anyways, we won't go into that. And they're really good friends with Jennifer Tilly. So it's like this little rat pack of people. But he always dresses so, like, odd. I just wonder if I inspired him or something at one point.
Probably.
Just like that Jonathan on the Queer Eye, the hairdresser.
Yeah.
They modeled that.
It really upsets me because you are a pioneer and people don't really understand how much you have started and they just saw you and copied your look.
I know.
It's true.
It's so disappointing.
Yeah, I know.
That I have like very little street cred from that. Someone did actually, I don't know if you ever Google yourself, but I did it.
I don't.
I did.
Wait, you know, what am I going to,
when I was
bored.
What am I going
to see, like, oh, there's Taylor at a horse show, or oh, there's Taylor at soccer.
Well, there was somebody that
I do still actually, I mean, I do still style, but anyway, that's neither here nor there.
No, listen, I Googled myself and somebody in Minnesota that was doing a thesis on gay culture did involved me and David in his little thesis for college. And it's out there on the internet for everybody just talking about
really?
My clothes and everything. And this was like $1 million shopper days, but still, I mean, that's kind of random. Aww. That somebody in Minnesota would write a little. I mean, I felt like it was good. I didn't obviously read the thesis. I just went to my.
You wouldn't care
section.
If it was good or bad or not.
Just no, I would take it. I just wrote something.
Hey, what's this character? What's this Frederick? What's his name? Like, what's his last name? Do you know? I gotta look him up.
No, I'll send it to you. He's a character, but And then I recently ended up buying, Fendi did a collaboration, speaking of couture and fashion, they did a collaboration with Marc Jacobs. I don't know if you saw any of that. Fendi is just collabing with everybody. Fendace with Versace, which I think is silly, but I still bought a bag. And then Donatella looks freaking amazing. I mean,
Donatella?
Yes. You look her up at some point, what she looks like current day. She is so tiny. And I've never thought she was a pretty woman, but she has like a very striking face.
Sure.
Anyways, I don't know where I was going with Donatella. Oh, back to my Fendi Marc Jacobs collaboration.
Okay.
So, you know how Marc Jacobs does all that? MJ, whatever, all over everything. Very logo inspired. So
yeah, I can't get behind that.
I know. I love anything that says anything all over it. So I bought their little Plochette bag that I've already carried twice. It's probably on sale already. I just don't wear my stuff enough to spend what I spend. I mean, I bought those pink Valentino.
Yeah, like where are you going that people are?
Nowhere. Well, I'm going to a restaurant in Dallas. I mean, it's not impressive. Or the movie theater. Like yesterday, we went to the movie theater because it was so blasting hot in Texas. I was like, I don't even want to go to the movie, but I want air conditioning. So we went to a movie. Of course, you know, we get there because my boyfriend, David, I don't even like that word. My roommate, I don't like that word. My roommate, David, he likes to be on the back row. My pal, he wants to be on the back row of the movie theater, not around anybody, not just because of COVID, but I think that heightened everything in his mind. But I'll be damned if we don't get there ahead of time. Do like you should do, rule following people. And how many people came in, you know, the wrong side of the room, went up the aisle, had to cross over my legs when the whole aisle was empty on the other side? Explain that to me. I don't understand. Why people need to come in when it's dark. To me, if you come into a movie theater when it's dark, you should fall. Like something bad should happen to you. I don't feel good about that.
Take the most open space you can find and don't fall over.
I mean, like it was not busy, people. You needed to be on the back row, crawl across me and David. And I get angry. I start yelling at people even if the movie's going. I'm just not nice that way.
Really?
I don't like it because inevitably they've got a jumbo popcorn, butter seeping everywhere, which I love good movie theater popcorn.
Faux butter.
Just spilling it all over the place. I mean, those poor people have to clean that stuff up. I can't even imagine.
Too disgusting. I don't know the last time I went to a movie. Honestly, I don't remember.
It was probably a child movie or something.
Probably. Maybe. Or when we went to go see, I went to go see something funny a long time ago. It was like Francis something.
Ford Coppola.
No.
Oh, like when I came to New York?
Yes.
That was 100. I've been there many times since that. And I'm sure you never go to the movie in the city. It's like, but I thought we had fun. It was random. It was probably bad weather. I feel like we would have gone if it had been bad weather outside because you can't really walk in the rain.
I don't remember what was wrong. I don't know why we went, but we had fun. It was like Francis Ho. Was that what it was called or something like that?
I don't think that was the name. I think it was something Francis, but it was cute. It was that Gershwin girl, Greta, whatever. She was in it, or she directed it. Anyway, that was a good review on a movie, people. We don't
agree. Yeah, I probably got off on that tangent. What are we talking about? Couture?
All I'm saying, we were talking about Couture for a minute, but what was your favorite show before we close this little chapter on Couture?
Chanel.
Now, you always love Chanel. I just am curious. I mean, they're kind of piggybacking off of Carl. I mean, Carl did everything. God bless him, dead. But I don't know. They've stayed true to what their consumer wants, but you can't afford to buy the stuff anymore.
No.
It's like so expensive. I mean,
it was always expensive, but still, it's always been extremely expensive, but you could find a good sale and make things slightly more approachable. And now it's just gotten to the point that it's almost like a novelty, and it's lost to me, like in the last few years, like all of the beautiful brands have just like lost a bit of their appeal because it's just been so kitschy. And I don't know. Everything's just changed a lot. It's just taken some of the, I don't know, the specialness, if that's even a word, away from the design houses. I don't know. Everything's just like contrived and doesn't feel authentic. But I mean, Chanel's always my favorite, but it's just become too expensive. And anyone who can like save a dime saves their little penny so they can buy one piece of it so they can wear it and Instagram it and like feel like they're something. I mean, I would if I could, but I'm not buying stuff anymore.
You've got children.
I have children.
Horses to feed.
Yeah, sure.
No, I feel the same about that. But I refuse to buy certain brands now because I feel like they're just kind of raping you over the coals with it. So I'm kind of being a little bit more choosy and things that actually going to excel in value, like a little Hermes, even though I had to send some of my pieces away to the doctor. Makes me a little nervous.
What did you do? What did you send away?
No, one of the bracelets I wore in Las Vegas, not talking bad about Hermes, but the backing on it, I think they glued it or something. Anyways, it came unraveled while I was there, fell on the floor. And then one of my bags that I have, like when you hold it, if you don't put a scarf, which is probably why people put scarves in their bag, I actually want to wear my bag, but I don't like it when it starts looking like I've worn it too much. So anyway, it's starting to come undone. And then a belt I bought in Vegas. How long ago was that? About a week and a half ago. And I wore it for the first time to work. And because I do hair and I actually don't have an assistant right now, which is a rant of mine, but can't afford it, budget cuts. So anyway, so I'm wearing this brand new Hermes big buckle, you know, wanted everyone to see it, big silver, and washing hair, rub my crotch against the shampoo thing.
Well, that's your first problem there. Your first mistake is rubbing your crotch.
I know, but I'm just saying, did I know that I was going to scrape the heck out of that? No, I did not. So to me, it didn't even scrape it in like a good way. Like, oh, you've really owned this for a long time.
Right.
No, I've had it for a week and a half. So I had to send all this stuff off and then they're going to give me a quote on how much it's going to cost to fix all this stuff. But I mean, it's an investment. The bracelet probably costs more than buying a brand new bracelet. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. But
there was a time I got one of my bangles stolen. We were at a restaurant on the Lower East Side and I went to the bathroom and I always like to, I mean, this, it was my fault, but it was gone like the instant I went back. I took it off because I was washing my hands. I didn't want to get soap on it because it would like kind of come like close to my hand. So I took it off and I set it on top of the paper towel dispenser and I sat down there like, oh my gosh, my bracelet. I walked back in, gone, gone.
These girls are quick. They snatch that up, stick it on their wrist, walk out confidently, have a new bracelet.
Yep.
I did that with
it was my favorite one too. It was my very, very favorite one.
Well,
I'll never get over it.
What pisses me off about stuff like that is that it happened to you and you did it to yourself. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's so frustrating. I did that with a Louis Vuitton little throw thing. It was winter. I went into Corner Bakery. And yeah. I was cold, so I brought the shawl in. I didn't even have a coat on. I had this fucking cashmere thing. So anyway, have it on, and they're like, order up. So I went to get my food, but I didn't realize that I didn't have that shawl thing on me anymore. It dropped off my shoulder. Well, an hour later, left it there. Fine, I don't even have the shawl anymore. So I called back, and they were like, nope. Somebody's wearing that. That was, again, it was always the piece that you're like, I loved it. I loved it.
They don't
make that one anymore.
They don't make it anymore. So it's never been replaced, and I'll never get over it.
Just like you, Taylor. Another week of us chit-chatting can never be replaced. This time, so well spent.
But you can re-listen to it as much as you want and hit the like button or something.
Oh, yeah. That would be clever. Somebody should do that. Or invite a friend to do that.
Or phone a friend.
Or write a message that you hate us, but because we love to have comments and people talking us. Like the man from Minnesota that wrote my little thesis.
Sure.
It's the closest I'll ever come to college. So I'm happy with whatever you say. All right, Taylor, another fun week. Lots of good takeaways.
Was it?
I felt good.
Do you have any takeaways? Any pearls of wisdom?
Yeah. You said don't buy a logo bag, and I fully supported. That's a good takeaway.
Yeah, it is. It is.
And after the week with my family.
Don't be a poser. How about that? Don't be a poser. Labels won't buy you happiness.
That sounds like a Countess Luann song from the house.
Ooh,
money
can't buy you class, my friend. That is epic. All right, everybody.
Oh, we're going
to you next week. You have to leave on a Countess Luann.
Yeah, we do.
Or a little.
I can't top that.
No, and it was in such harmony and synchronicity. Like a synchronized swimmer.